Grace and peace to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Every coin has two sides. When you look at one side of the coin, you cannot see the other. It is the same with life. Psalm 23, David tells us about his life on earth, how he is guided and blessed by God, guided towards the eternity of God's home. John chapter 10 tells us that Jesus is that linkage between these two sides of the coin or life. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, our whole life is lived under the shadow of the enemy called death. Oh, to be sure, life does have its share of celebrations. We have marriages and births and graduations and promotions, barbecues and banquets. But we also live under the shadow of an overcast sky. The pall of death lies before us. Our bodies suffer the bondage to sin and decay, some more than others. Oftentimes, we don't know why. God did not create us, nor did he create this world that we would suffer in this way. But since the transgression of Adam and Eve, which brought death into this world, it has been our lot. The shadow creeps over our loved ones. The enemy at some point called death is allowed by God to swing his sickle. And in doing so, we are torn apart. The life of our loved one is cut off from us. That hope of spending one more day with those whom we love is taken away. It's cut short. And the journey through the valley of death can become a lonesome one. For many, it ends in isolation and fear, depression and despair. But for those of you who are in Christ, we have this promise that we do not walk alone. We have a friend. A friend who has trodden that path, our good shepherd, who tells us that he walks with us still. The shepherd David confessed his Lord deliberately strode into the valley of the shadow of death. He left the brilliance and the wonder of heaven and descended to earth. He was conceived, born of a woman, born of the Virgin Mary, took upon himself human form. He became one of us, his perfect life on display for all to see, God's love and mercy and care for all people. He exercised his power on this earth to forgive the sins of those who repented. He overcame death and disease and the devil. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out demons. His ministry led him to the cross, where the sinless Lamb of God became sin for us. God laid upon the righteousness the iniquity of all of mankind. He died in our place as a sacrifice pleasing unto the Father, and God accepted his fragrant offering, and Jesus was risen from the dead. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
After showing himself alive to his apostles and followers, he ascended into heaven and is now seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He has averted divine wrath away from us. And there at the right hand of God pleads for us. David, faithful king, looks at the Lord as an ever-present shepherd. He walks with us through the valley. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He grants us all time of physical and emotional and spiritual periods of rest. He leads me beside still waters, a serene lake, a quiet bubbling stream, can calm the jagged nerves and soothe the tormented soul. The Lord gives unto us also in this life tranquility. He reminds us of the life-giving waters of baptism. poured out in the name of the triune God. Those waters give us peace with God now and for eternity. The sign of the cross made over the body in baptism is repeated in the funeral service. As the congregation spoke the words of confession over Diane as she was being baptized, so too did we speak her confession for her as she lied on her deathbed. We've been baptized into Christ Jesus, and thereby been baptized into his resurrection as well. And in this, he restores my soul. There are all times in our lives when we feel alienated from God. It is as if sometimes God has forgotten us. Yet the Lord promises to renew and to restore. His Spirit poured out upon us in baptism renews our spirit. He guides me through the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In our pilgrimage, our sin and the principalities and the powers of this present dark world threaten to betray us. They desire to pull us away from God. But our Lord is still at work in us. He is moving us according to his good pleasure. He guides us past the dangers and the temptations of our daily life. Our psalmist's prayer for poem is directed towards Jesus Christ, who is our good shepherd, and we are gathered here in his name. He is present here to hear our pleas and our hour of mourning. The psalmist says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. Again, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 18, Jesus says, come unto me, all of you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. You are not alone as you transverse this valley of the shadow of death. Our Lord Jesus Christ has walked this same path and has promised that he will walk with us. And he has sent his Holy Spirit into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Let us change scenes now and go away from the valley and go to the mountain. The other side of the coin, If we look at the church triumphant, the church that is active today that we cannot see with our eyes, we are the people living with God here, but they are the people who are living with God there. John in his revelation makes it clear that he sees a great multitude of which nobody can count from every tribe and nation and people and language. They're all standing before the throne, standing before the Lamb who has been enthroned on that throne. We ask, who are these great multitude? He says, well, they are the ones that have come out of the great tribulation. That is that life that we encounter right now. It is a life of tribulation. We are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. They've left this valley. They are the saints who have passed by. They're now on the other side of the valley. We cannot see them except in memory. But through the vision of God's chosen apostle, John, God has given us a vision of their glory. Our loved ones have laid aside. They've laid aside the burdens and the battles and the stresses and the strains of the valley. They're walking. Their trudge is over. And thanks be to God. Diane has joined the saints, that great multitude in the throne room of God. And what enables them to stand before the throne of God? Those who enter before the throne have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They have been washed in their baptism. They have been washing applied to the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ. They have been given faith. They have been given the power of the Holy Spirit poured upon them. They have been cleansed and washed and cleaned, brought into the home of their Father. And with that faith, they receive the forgiveness of sins achieved by Jesus Christ upon that cross. They have received the Savior in this new great resurrection of life. You see, Jesus came into this valley. He died in this valley that we might be able to go to the mountain. If there was a window into heaven, we might be able to catch a glimpse Diane standing amongst that throng. She believed in our Lord Jesus Christ, her only Savior from sin, her robes washed in the blood of the Lamb. Unto death she came out of the valley of tribulation and into eternal life upon the mountaintop. And those white-robed saints sing a special sevenfold exhilaration. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. They sing because the Lamb is the center of the throne, is their shepherd. He leads them to springs of water. He wipes away all the tears from their eyes. That process of dying brings tears. It brings many tears. It brings tears to those who are dying. It brings tears to those who are left. But Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, will wipe away all those tears. The saints sing because they've been freed from pain and sorrow. Their place in glory has been secured forever. And we join them in this singing. This is why our communion rail is always done in a half circle. Because we're only half of the church. We're only half of the redeemed. There is another side of that coin that we know full well is there. We don't see it, but it's there. And so we sing with them as they go. In our communion liturgy, we read, "And with the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your holy name, evermore praising and singing. Holy, 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 power and might to God, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest." By God's grace, our destination is with those white-robed saints. We are confident of God's promise that we will too soon join them in God's good time. We look to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. His position is before the throne with his Father. He is our advocate. He is our mentor. He pleads for us, and he prepares a place for us. We started in the valley, and we moved on to the mountaintop. Now we come to Jesus' words in our gospel. "I am the door for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, and the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture. The thief only comes to kill and destroy and steal. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly." Diane has that one true faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. She has listened to the voice of her shepherd. She has heard his call. I, for one, look forward to seeing her again. Jesus himself looks forward to the time of his own return. He will come from heaven with a shout, with his holy angels, and in a moment, in the twinkling of the eye, at the sound of the last trumpet, the dead will rise imperishably and into immortal bodies. And those that are still here, languishing in the valley, will also be changed. We've covered a lot of ground this morning, more than I intended on. Walking through the valley, rising to the mountaintops, and glimpsing the future of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray these words of our Lord Jesus encourage you in your living faith and in your hope that we will all together be with the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.